there's Jeff.
I didn't even have to study, and I passed my emissions test.
And then there's Jeff.
Laundry is never, ever done in my house. I always have at least 5 to 10 piles of laundry at all times.
Together, the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
The best holiday gifts are sometimes not gifts at all. They're experiences. So what about this? Jeff and Jen's Cruise for a Cause on Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
Do it, do it, do it. Sign up.
Put it under the tree and we will set sail September 23rd to the 27th of 2019. That's fall break. So reserve your spot today at jeffandjencruise.com.
Imagine experiencing my awkward on the high seas and you can't even escape. We'll be trapped on a ship together. Do it.
All right, what does it sound like to get surprised in the middle of your staff meeting by a bunch of strangers who give you a brand new car? You are about to hear that here because we've got to tell you exactly who won our Mazda with meaning.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm going to be a star.
We teamed up with our friends at Mazda of Roswell because they were celebrating a big anniversary in a new showroom, and they wanted to give back to the community in a cool way. So they team up with the Jeff and Jen Show and Star 94.1 and say, we want to give a deserving person in our community a brand new car.
We got hundreds, literally hundreds of entries. And all we ask you to do is tell us who your personal hero is in 94 words or less. And we heard about every type of possible hero, from single moms championing their kids and putting them in front of everything else, to teachers who sacrifice it all, to veterans, to community activists, to just significant others who have gone above and beyond for their partners. So it was a tough narrowing down process, but we finally found our diamond, and her name is Cynthia. And a woman named Debbie told us all about Cynthia.
Here's Debbie's letter to us. It says, "Dear Jeff and Jen Show, my best friend Cynthia is my living hero. Her mother, sister, and her sister's fiance were killed by an underage drunk driver in 1996. She has spent the last 17 years as the victim impact coordinator for MAD Georgia, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Cynthia goes above the call of duty by personally visiting victims in the hospital, attending graduations of her victims' children, sitting in court while perpetrators are sentenced, speaking at schools and military bases, and lending support to families while burying their loved ones. She currently drives an unreliable 22-year-old car with over 250,000 miles on it. This beautiful new Mazda would change Cynthia's life by making her 2-hour daily commute to work safe and would also give her the ability to travel wherever she is needed to serve other victims." Love, this, Debbie.
This woman in the mid-90s lost everything when a drunk driver stole away her sister and her sister's fiance and her mother from her. And she committed her life since then to helping others down that same journey, because When you're in a situation like that, you're the only one who has that experience.
Who can understand. Who could be a fully compassionate person. And she's also worked hard to prevent this from happening to any other families.
So realizing that's her calling, she travels all over the state, but the car's not safe. We found out at one point that the car that she's driving right now actually tried to run her over once.
Broke down on the side of the road, and she's trying to push it out of the way, and it ran her over.
So that's not acceptable. So a few days ago, we invited Sheldon with Mazda of Roswell in studio, and we asked him to call up Debbie and tell Debbie that Cynthia would be receiving a brand new Mazda.
This is Sheldon, Mazda Roswell, and it's my pleasure to tell you that because of your letter that you wrote in, that Mazda Roswell and Star 94 are going to award this car to your friend, Cynthia.
Oh, my God.
She's very deserving.
She is going to be so excited, and
we can't wait.
I can't thank you enough. This will be such a bright light in her Christmas this year, I can tell you that.
I hope so.
She is the most deserving person I can honestly think of that desperately needs a new car, and the difference it will make in her life. I can't thank you enough. I know she will be ecstatic. If anything, she won't believe it. I can tell you that right now. She won't believe it because I'm sure there's lots of people that she would think are more deserving than herself because she's a very humble person.
And come to find out, we realize that Cynthia works really close to the Star 94.1 studio. So after we make the call to Debbie, we're like, hey, let's go over there right now and give her the car.
The Mazda was here, so we all formed a little convoy and pulled into the Mothers Against Drunk Driving Georgia offices.
And they were having a big old staff meeting at the time.
We called in a favor, friend of a friend, and said, hey, can you sneak us in that staff meeting? So, Angie and Kaylee, thank you for getting us in there. And this is what it sounds like when 20 people cram into a conference room to tell somebody that their life is about to change.
Oh, my God.
So, here's...
Oh, my God.
For the past several weeks... for the past several weeks on the Jeff and Jen Show, we have been asking people in Atlanta to tell us about the most heroic person they know. And a woman named Debbie wrote us an email about Cynthia. Debbie's actually on FaceTime right now.
Hi, Debbie!
Debbie told us in this email how Cynthia has devoted her life to helping people in a way that only she knows how to help them. She also told us that her car has seen better days.
And that it has over 250,000 miles on it for your two-hour-a-day commute.
Her name is Ruby.
And most importantly, it doesn't have a radio. Unacceptable. So, Cynthia, that's why we have Sheldon here. Yes. Who is our friend from Mazda of Roswell.
Let me step out of the way so you can stand right next to Sheldon. He's got something to tell you.
You want a new car.
I would have brushed my hair.
First thing, I want to brush my hair. I did not know this was coming.
Of course, everybody had their camera phones up, and we had our photographer come with us, and Rob was filming. So
Debbie was right. She truly was in total shock when Cynthia realized that news. I mean, just like she felt like she was in a dream, looking around going, is this really happening to me right now?
So so they went out to the parking lot, and Aaron with Mazda of Roswell got in the front seat with Cynthia and showed her all of the stuff in her new car. They drove it all around the parking lot.
It had amazing new car smell. It's the 2018 Mazda 3 Sport, and it was just this gorgeous blue, and she was so excited.
Janine pulled Cynthia aside she saw the car, and after everything had a minute to sink in, just to ask her how she was feeling and what was in her head.
I am utterly humbled, and I'm speechless by this generosity. This is the coolest thing that probably ever happened to me in my entire life.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
So thank you, Mazda of Roswell and Sheldon and everybody. We appreciate
and
you.
And thank you, Cynthia, for being such an awesome human being and just, you know, so deserving of this reward.
Cynthia is actually on hold right now.
Oh, good. I can't wait to talk to her coming up next. I want to find out how it's driving. How's it feel now?
If it tried to run her over, I'm guessing no.
Hopefully
if
not.
If she can listen to us on the radio because she has one, I'm guessing yes.
Yes. Awesome. Cynthia joins us next.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
If you want to see what that surprise look on someone's face is like when they realize they've just been given a brand new car, head on over to star941atlanta.com and you can watch Star 94.1 with the Jeff and Jen Show and Mazda of Roswell give our new friend Cynthia a brand new car.
I love the month of December because of all the good vibes that we get. Listen, we have the coolest jobs on the planet, right? And the fact that we're allowed to take these microphones and turn them into life-changing things is my favorite thing.
Totally. And Cynthia's just so deserving. She has dedicated her life to Mothers Against Drunk Driving and giving back and helping other families after she suffered what is the most unimaginable tragedy in her own life. She's turned it into something positive for others. So we couldn't think of a better person to be driving a brand new Mazda 3 Sport from Mazda of Roswell.
Cynthia, I bet it's getting pretty annoying at the office every time you guys break for lunch. They're like, Cynthia will drive, right? I bet that's annoying.
Yeah.
Cynthia, how's it going?
It's going great. Your radio station comes out in HD. I didn't even know they had HD radio stations. I haven't had a radio in so long.
You're so fancy now.
I am. It's very cool.
So how are you adjusting to the new car? Do you look down at the odometer and find it weird that it doesn't say 250,000 something miles? Instead, it just says 250.
Exactly. I drove it the first day on Monday. And when I got out of work, I went looking and I was like, where's my car? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's my car. And
so that's awesome.
I had to hit the electrical alarm thing to make the alarm go off. Where the car is.
Cynthia, you told me when we got to meet each other that you were going to have to call and apologize to your mechanic.
Yes, I've kept him in business for quite a long time. 200 and you don't get a car to 280,000 miles by yourself. So,
well, he's going to be missing you because he won't need it now.
Well, Cynthia, listen, I hope this isn't oversharing, but you did tell us about the connection that you had with your old car and that car came into your life shortly after the accident that took your loved ones, and that you had a bond with that, which we certainly can understand. But I think our hope and the hope of everybody at Mazda of Roswell is that this new car allows you not to forget that old chapter, but at least start writing a new one, because you have certainly proven that while that was such a terrible thing that happened to you and happened to your family, you have certainly proven that there is a mission for everybody on this planet. You have found yours, and this new car hopefully will make you it even easier to safer for you to continue that mission as a new chapter in your life.
Thank you. I'm overjoyed, extremely grateful to the Jeff and Jen Show, Mazda Roswell. They were awesome. I was in there for 2.5 hours because they had to show me how to use buttons in the car. I'm not used to a lot of buttons.
But what a funny feeling that must have been to drive off of that lot in that car. Ooh, and it's just like it's a smooth ride. It's all these brand new buttons that you just figured out. A radio, which you haven't had. Like, what was that feeling?
It was so neat, and it was zippy, and it was like, wow, your car goes when you push on the gas pedal.
You're so sweet. Well, Merry Christmas, Cynthia. We are so excited for you, and please stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you so much. I hope you have great holidays.
Merry Christmas, Cynthia.
Merry Christmas.
And do not put a Rudolph nose on that thing. That we should have made that a rule that is not allowed.
You put whatever you want on it.
Desecrate that car with antlers.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.